Good evening, it is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. On Saturday, February 28th, Kingstonians will be braving the cold to help provide relief to those who need it most. Coldest Night of the Year is a nationwide fundraising walk, with 100% of proceeds going to local charities supporting those experiencing hurt, hunger, and homelessness. Since 2011, the Coldest Night of the Year has raised over $75 million across Canada in 190 communities. In Kingston, the fundraiser supports Lionhearts, which is aiming to raise $65,000 this year, up from last year's total of nearly $50,000, as need continues to rise. I spoke with Lionheart CEO Travis Blackmore about how this year compares to past walks, the growing need for support, and what Kingstonians can expect this year. I was wondering if you could give us some context walking into this year. What looks different this year in terms of need, urgency, and demand for Lionheart services?
Yeah, unfortunately, with today's climate and the way things are, the need has never been greater in the community. The amount of folks that are victim of food insecurity is only growing, unfortunately. So that makes us feel at least fortunate that Lionhearts is able to help in this regard, and we're honored to be able to do so. But we need help from folks in the community. It's often said it takes a village. And it sure does. It takes all of us, including our partners that donate to us, and then those frontline agencies that we do distribution, food, culinary, and meals for. Yeah, it all ties together to bring together a community to make a difference. And Coldest Night is one of those fundraising moments for us in the year that's very important. Gets us outside, gets us moving together as a community, as a group, to raise awareness, but also to raise funds to continue making that difference throughout the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned there, need has never been greater, both in terms of immediate pressures and projects in the works. What kind of things will these funds raised this year be going towards?
For sure. Well, when we do our food rescue, it is quite an operation, and it's no small task, so a lot will go toward helping move those trucks and move those vehicles. Last year, in the first 6 months, Lionhearts gathered and distributed over $10.5 million worth of goods and got that, made sure that food was put to use in the community, making nutritious meals and also being provided to agencies to make meals as well. There's a number of other projects that Lionhearts has, including our supportive housing, but also our mobile markets, for those that are elderly and living in food deserts, as well as student food boxes. There's a number of things that Lionhearts does in the community, and this will all go to reinforce that and help us in 2026.
Mm-hmm. And Lionhearts is already at 49% of its $65,000 goal, a bit of a higher goal than last year. How are you feeling so far with this early momentum?
Honestly, Kingston is one of those generous cities. There's a bunch of generous people living there. So the fact that we're about to hit that 50% mark is so encouraging. It's usually always right at the last couple of days that you get really close to that goal, because that's just the nature of fundraising. But other things like coming to the end of the month and awareness and all the things that we're grateful for, even folks like you helping us get the word out there to those and just reminding them that they can make a difference. There's still time to sign up a team or join a team or contribute to a team, or just even hitting that share button is a big, big help. And so honestly, I'm grateful to the Kingston community and how they rally behind us each and every year.
Mm-hmm. And going into this year, I was wondering if you could share just a few of the ways that folks can contribute and offer any last words of encouragement to get the community out on the 28th.
Yeah, of course. So if you are to go to CNOY, Coldest Night of the Year, CNOY.org, and search Kingston, you'll see Lionhearts right there. You can click inside the website to make your donation. If you have a friend that's walking, you can contribute to their walk. And I would challenge you, if you own a business, sign up a team, represent your business, get out there, create awareness, rally folks behind you. If you're an individual, you can still start your own team. Get together some colleagues or people from your circle of life that you walk with, you can still make a difference. If you go to our Facebook or Instagram or our X-Job, you can click the share button. And again, it's all about creating that awareness. You never know who is in your circle that will feel moved to contribute in a meaningful way. And all of these things add up to making Coldest Night of the Year a success.
I feel like every year we hear about just the vibe on the day and how inspiring it is and hopeful. I was wondering if you could just speak to that and what folks can expect this year in alignment with past years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when we kick off, we like to motivate folks and really get across our appreciation for them setting aside the time and wanting to make a difference in their community. The mayor will be there to give some words to the community. We'll all rally together and begin the walk. Halfway through, and our amazing sponsor, Starbucks, will provide hot and cold drinks again. They've always been a huge support for us in this community, so massive hats off to Starbucks. And then we'll again return back to our host venue, which is Kingston Gospel Temple, and there'll be hot food, refreshments, and also live music this year with Andrew Van Horn and the Celtic Kitchen Party. So we like to have a good time. I mean, it's heavy subject matter, making a difference, food insecurity, people struggling. But, you know, in the true Canadian spirit, we can have fun while we try to take care of those that might be struggling. You know, that's what the Canadian spirit is all about.
Once again, that was Lionheart CEO Travis Blackmore on Coldest Night of the Year 2026, taking place on Saturday, February 28th. This year's Kingston Walk will begin at the Kingston Gospel Temple at 2295 Princess Street and finish at the Indigo Starbucks at the Cataractway Center. Walkers will travel up to 5 kilometers beginning shortly after 5 p.m. Coldest Night of the Year is family-friendly and open to people of all ages and abilities, with route options designed to be accessible and welcoming. Once again, you can visit cnly.org for more information. Kingstonians who have not yet had a chance to explore the Illuminated Forest, say hi to KCFF mascot Conrad the Raccoon, lace up their skates, or toast some marshmallows yet this winter are in luck. The Downtown Kingston BIA has announced the extension of the Spirit of Winter Festival until the end of the month. While the second annual winter celebration set up in Springer Market Square was originally scheduled to end on February 16th, due to overwhelming popularity, the event will now run through February 28th. In an interview about the launch of the festival earlier this month, Downtown Kingston events manager Sandy Griffiths shared that the event's new addition this year, the Snow Dome Village, was especially popular, with spots selling out in record time.
But because we've had such a phenomenal response to the snow domes already, we are actually extending the whole festival through the end of February. So because some of the days for the snow domes have already sold out.
Visitors can reserve the heated dome set up by City Hall for a cozy hang and order treats and hot beverages from local downtown businesses. The success of the Snow Dome Village was a large contributing factor in the decision to extend the event. A portion of the proceeds from Snow Dome Village fund the BIA's Welcoming Streets program, which engages with individuals experiencing homelessness, addiction, and mental health difficulties, connecting them with essential resources and services. The revenue also helps sustain the BIA's free summer programming, including Kingston Buskers Rendezvous, Movies in the Square, and Salsa in the Square. Jan McDonald, the BIA's director of events, said in a recent release, quote, "We're absolutely delighted by the community's response to Spirit of Winter Enchanted. Extending the event not only gives more people a chance to experience the magic, but also amplifies our ability to support our outreach and events programming that strengthen our downtown community year-round," end quote. Once again, you can catch Spirit of Winter Enchanted until the end of the month in Springer Market Square. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.
Thank you, Chris. You are listening to CFRC's Campus Beat, your Queen's Campus News, here on CFRC 101.9 FM or online at cfrc.ca. I'm Henry Walker. Our first story. Queen's University has begun distribution of a new tap-enabled student card to all students on campus. Over the winter term, approximately 14,000 undergraduate and graduate students will receive the updated secure cards, replacing the older sticker card system. According to the Queen's Journal, first-year students were the first to receive the new cards in the fall 2025 term, and university administrators have started rolling out and notifying affected students by email about their card transaction schedules for 2026. The rollout aims to standardize secure access and payment functions across campus services, including libraries, residence access, point-of-sale systems, Kingston public transport systems, and many others. Pay attention to your student email box for information regarding your new card. Our second story, Queen's Relay for Life is marking its 20th anniversary this year with a renewed fundraising campaign for the Canadian Cancer Society. Published on February 10th, organizers reported that participating teams have already raised more than $65,000 with an overall goal of raising $170,000. The flagship event, a 12-hour walkathon, is scheduled for March 20th, 2026 from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. at the Queen's Athletic and Recreation Center, The Arc. In addition to continuous laps, the fundraiser features food from local sponsors, entertainment, and survivor speakers. Over its two decades, the event has raised more than $1.5 million for cancer research and support programs. In recent sports news, on Saturday, February 7th, the Queen's Gales men's hockey team defeated the Royal Military College Paladins 4-3 in overtime at Slush Puppy Place to claim the 38th annual Carr-Harris Cup. Senior forward Derek Hamilton, Artside 27, scored the decisive goal to clinch the victory for Queens and keep the Gales' playoff hopes alive in the OUA East Division. The Carr-Harris Cup commemorates the 140-year rivalry between the two Kingston institutions, the oldest hockey rivalry in the world, with roots dating back to the first contest in 1886. In upcoming Kingston news, the Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KCFF 26, is set to begin February 25th and run through till March 1st, bringing more than 100 films, including 34 Canadian features, to venues across Kingston. Beyond screenings, the festival's Creative Industries Day on February 27th will offer free professional networking and panel sessions hosted at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts and the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning. Students and emerging film professionals will have opportunities to engage with creators and industry leaders from organizations including TIFF, Telefilm Canada, and CBC. Scheduled events include a live pitch competition for original concepts and an exclusive location showcase highlighting Kingston's filmmaking sites such as the historic Kingston Penitentiary. Queen's University is facing growing internal debate following the publication of leaked internal consultation documents outlining a proposed long-term restructuring of the institution. Reported by the Queen's Journal in early February 2026, the documents, produced by external consultants, suggest a significant expansion of online and graduate education, alongside major changes to the structure of undergraduate programs at Queen's University. According to the report, the proposal envisions increasing Queen's total enrollment to 40,000 students by 2040, including roughly 10,000 online learners, potentially housed within a new school of professional and continuing education. Undergraduate students and programs would be reorganized into a broader academic stream, promoting concerns from students and faculty about reduced emphasis on in-person learning and limited consultation during the planning process. The Queen's Journal also reports that the university administrators have not yet commented to the implementing of the plan, but discussions are expected to continue in the coming months. I've been Henry with your Queen's Campus Beat here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
This is your Environment Canada weather report for the Kingston region. We kick it off with Monday, February 16th, Family Day, daytime high of 1 degree, going to feel a little closer to minus 2 with the wind chill. Tuesday, February 17th, warmest day of the month so far, daytime high of 3 degrees, with a mix of sun and cloud dropping down to minus 3 overnight. Wednesday, February 18th, winter weather in the forecast. Daytime high of 1, but with the wind chill going to feel closer to minus 8, and 5 to 10 centimeters of snow in the forecast, so keep your eyes peeled to the Tri-Board website. Thursday, February 19th, daytime high of 0, real feel of minus 3. Friday, February 20th, more snow in the forecast, daytime high of minus 5, and a bone-chilling feel of minus 16. Saturday, February 21st, daytime high of minus 2, feeling like minus 6. Sunday, February 22nd, daytime high of minus 4, feeling like minus 10. And then kicking off next week, Friday, February 23rd, daytime high of minus 5. But with the wind chill, it's going to feel closer to minus 9. This is your City of Kingston traffic report. Just a reminder, overnight parking restrictions are in effect for the rest of February. Come March 1st, the overnight restrictions will loosen to where overnight parking is only banned when weather conditions require it, i.e. if there is snow or freezing rain in the forecast. Until March 1st, all overnight street parking is banned in the City of Kingston.
Okay. Now stay with me. Would you separate your work memories from your personal memories so that when you are at work, you only remember work and nothing about your personal life? But when you're home, you remember your personal memories but nothing about your work? This question is inspired by a TV show I'm currently watching called Severance. If you haven't seen it yet and you enjoy a good mind-bending series, I would highly recommend. Anywho, to answer the question, I would not separate my memories because I absolutely love my job. What's up, everyone? Happy Family Day. It's Gigi, CFRC's newest intern, and you're listening to What's Live at 5 on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up on this segment, I've got K-Town's hottest concert and event calendars for the week, starting with events. In celebration of Family Day, catch the Kingston Frontenacs versus the Brantford Bulldogs for Barrick's Family Day Blockbuster at Slush Puppy Place at 2:05 p.m. It's actually on my bucket list to be a mascot, even if it's only once in my life, so this is my formal application. Barrick, if you ever need a break, you know where to find me. Enjoy Family Day at the Tet Center for a free hands-on day of art, movement, and exploration for all ages. Drop in anytime between 10 a.m. and 1 o'clock p.m. The Great Lakes Museum is also hosting a Family Day weekend event. Explore the museum while enjoying interactive activities inspired by the rich history and stories of the Great Lakes. Drop in between 10 a.m. and 1 o'clock p.m. Kingstonlicious is K-Town's culinary scene with prefix menus, local and guest chef appearances only at participating restaurants. Offer valid until March 31st at 10 o'clock p.m. On Tuesday, February 17th, check out Art in Motion Portrait and Figure Artists Group at Joanne Gervais Studio at 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And in the evening, drop into Fiercely OK Song Circles at 99 York Street at 6:30 p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. No experience required. Looking to meet new friends or colleagues? On Wednesday, February 18th, swing by Speed Friending, that seems really interesting, at Macintosh Quarry Hall at 12 o'clock p.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. Light inclusive conversation prompts will be provided to help break the ice. Board games at Something in the Water Brewing Company at 5 o'clock p.m. until 8 o'clock p.m. If you haven't tried Monopoly Go yet, the card version, I would recommend. Once you get the rules, it definitely gets heated, so play at your own discretion. Head to karaoke at Timeout Bar and Bistro at 6 o'clock p.m., but if you're looking for a later option, karaoke at the Mansion at 9 o'clock p.m. On Thursday, February 19th, the Athletics and Recreation Center is hosting Pilates in Studio 4 at 12 o'clock p.m. until 1 o'clock p.m. This class is great for improving posture, flexibility, balance, and strength. The class is a mix of beginner and intermediate exercises, but don't worry, options will be given for all levels. That said, no experience necessary. Looking for gluten-free friendly restaurant options? Terre and Tradition, Diane and Dida's Gastropub at Diane's, present the culinary roots of Kingston and Northern Ontario at 6:30 p.m. Thursday also means the weekly urban music social at The Loft at La Vida Bistro Bar and Social at 9:30 p.m. Did you know that Kotodok played a vital role in the war effort? Join Ron Beaupre for the story of the Kotodok from the Great Lakes to D-Day at the Great Lakes Museum at 7 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. Tickets include light refreshments. Now for my favorite time of the week, Friday, February 20th, cheer on the Kingston Frontenacs as they face the North Bay Battalion at Slush Puppy Place at 7:05 p.m. Warm up your vocal cords for Friday night karaoke at the Buckle at 9:00 p.m. Fiercely OK will also be welcoming all ages song circles at 99 York Street at 10:30 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. No singing experience required. On Saturday, February 21st, downtown K-Town celebrates the Lunar New Year with festive decor, kid-friendly activities, delicious bites, and special offers at your fave shops and restaurants. Celebrate the Year of the Horse at downtown K-Town at 10 a.m., free for all to enjoy. The Fronts are hosting a Fight Cancer and Special Jersey Night against the Niagara Ice Dogs. Catch them at the Slush Puppy Place at 4:05 p.m. And last but certainly not the least, enjoy a relaxing Sunday, February 22nd at the Memorial Center Farmers Market at the Kingston Memorial Center grounds at 9 a.m. until 1:00 p.m. for fresh foods and to show your support to local vendors. Or, I guess this is not so relaxing, or maybe it is. Slashing into medical horror, the series dives into a different era and anxiety around medicine identity and the body. Check it out at the screening room at 4:00 p.m. Have an event you would like to add to our online and on-air event calendar? Reach out today via cfrc.ca or at cfrcmusic on Instagram using the link tree in our bio. Next up, our concerts calendar. On Monday, February 16th, celebrate Black History Month with Inner Harbor Jazz at the club at the RCHA at 4:30 p.m. until 6:30 p.m. The Morning Doves will also be performing at Musiki Cafe and Whiskey Bar at 8:00 p.m. until 11:00 p.m. Tuesday, February 17th means Tom's Tunes Day. I'm still not over that. Afternoon Happy Hour Jam. Tom Savage at the club at the RCHA at 4:00 p.m. until 7:00 p.m. Looking to showcase your talent? Swing by the open mic at Musiki Cafe and Whiskey Bar at 8:00 p.m. until 11:00 p.m. Bon Evans will be at Spearhead Brewery at 6:00 p.m. until 9:00 p.m. and Quirks of Human Nature. Enjoy poetry prose and live music hosted by Meg Freer and Deb Shermans at Timeout Bar and Bistro at 7:30 p.m. On Wednesday, February 18th, pop into Wings and Tunes with Sean McCullough, an open mic with master guitar player, singer, lyricist, showman, and songwriter. This guy has it all at The Cove Inn at 5:00 p.m. until 8:00 p.m. Maybe while you're there, try a new flavor of wings. Christopher Jackson will be performing at the Creekside Bar and Grill at 6:00 p.m. until 8:00 p.m. and catch DJ Great White with anything from 60s, 70s, 80s, soft rock, soul, R&B, and new wave pop. If that's your vibe, join him at Hotel Wolf Island at 4:00 p.m. until 7:00 p.m. Also, don't miss Quentin Coftree at the Bank Gastro Bar at 5:30 p.m. until 7:30. On Thursday, February 19th, kicking things off at 6:00, catch Melwood Cutlery for Original Thursdays at the Cove Inn and Donnie Cooper Live at the Creekside Bar and Grill, both starting at 6 p.m. April Wine will also be in town. April Wine is a Canadian rock band that was the very first Canadian band on MTV. They have released over 20 albums and have received a combined total of 11 Juno Award nominations in Group of the Year, Album of the Year, and Best Selling Single categories. Catch them live at the Kingston Grand Theatre Rosen Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. If you're feeling adventurous, don't miss Admit 2 at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church at 7:30 p.m. And if you're looking for a late night bite with some entertainment, the Get-Alongs, Out by Lucy, and Mellow Casualty light up the toucan starting at 9:30 p.m., going strong until 1 a.m. On Friday, February 20th, starting your weekend off early and right. At 4:00, it's Happy Hour TGIF with Neil Carter at the club at the RCHA running until 6 p.m. At 5 p.m., catch Vicky Brittle, a folk singer-songwriter from the Ottawa Valley, live at the Cove Inn playing until 8. At 7:30 is a big one, Comfortably Numb. Canada's Pink Floyd show hits the Kingston Grand Theatre Rosen Auditorium, backed by huge demand after selling out the Kingston Grey Theatre 9 times already. A Journey into the Mind of Pink Floyd celebrates the music of Syd Barrett, Roger Waters, David Gilmour, Rick Wright, and Nick Mason, spanning 1967 to 1983, from Piper at the Gates of Dawn to The Wall and beyond. Also at 7:30, if you're feeling some rock, we've got the Flatliners live at the Broom Factory playing until 10 p.m. As the night finishes up, we've got the Trevor Walsh Band starts at 9 p.m. at the Time Out Bar and Bistro. And for you night owls, we're heading back to the Toucan with It's Monic, Nothing Serious, 40 to Famous, and Among Legends going strong from 10:30 p.m. until 2 a.m. On Saturday, February 21st, let's get things started at 2 o'clock p.m. The Wayne Riley Band plays at Spearhead Brewery until 5. 7:30 p.m. is a busy time across the city. At the Kingston Grand Theatre Rosen Auditorium, experience Black Umfolosi International, one of Africa's greatest vocal groups, blending powerful a cappella singing with traditional dance, costume, and their iconic gumboot dancing, celebrating over 42 years of music across 5 continents. Also at 7:30, it's the Almost Home Benefit Concert at the Spire, supporting families going through medical hardships. Headlined by the Western Swing Authority with special guest Savannah Shea, this award-winning group brings their signature mix of Western Swing, jazz, country, and big band energy for an unforgettable night. Doors at 7 p.m. At 8 p.m., the night keeps rolling with Sittin' Ducks at the Club at RCHA and Led Zeppelin, featuring Joan Smith and the Jane Does, rocking the Cove Inn, both playing until 11 p.m. Closing out the night at 10:30 p.m., we send it over to the Toucan with its Jelly Train going strong until 2 a.m. Start Sunday, February 22nd, bright and early, at 10 a.m., Sunday Fun Day, at the Great Lakes Museum, running until 1 p.m. At 1 o'clock, join Kingston Pop Choir at the Tet Center, a welcoming one-day choir led this month by Savannah Shea, learning her arrangement of Stay by Rihanna. No experience needed, pay what you can, and it runs till 4 p.m. At 2:30, Orchestra Kingston presents Magic Dances at the Spire. This concert celebrates dance music with popular pieces like Liszt's Les Préludes, plus Brahms' Academic Festival Overture. Moving into the late afternoon at 4 o'clock, enjoy smooth Sundays with Ricky and the Jay at Miziki Cafe and Whiskey Bar. And the Lady and the Tramps at the Time Out Bar and Bistro, both wrapping up at 6 o'clock p.m. Closing out your Sunday lineup at 10 p.m., Scott Owen hits the stage at the Brass Pub. Have an event you would like to add to our online and on-air event calendar? Reach out today via cfrc.ca or at CFRC Music on Instagram using the link tree in our bio. No matter what you're into this week, music, food, dancing, or just pretending you have your life together, I've got you covered. For more details on all these events, check out cfrc.ca or lock in right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. You're listening to Gigi on CFRC Radio, and from me to you, have the best week ever, be safe, be kind, and I'll catch you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.